This morning, Sports Beat on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Scott Bradfield, and as promised on the other end of our WSJM Sports line is Gary Lang. Gary is with the Biggest Little Baseball Museum located right here at home in Three Oaks. And Gary joins us on the morning Sports Beat. Gary, appreciate you taking the time to join us. Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Phil. I'm great. Thank you very much for having me.
Outstanding. Hey, we've got a really cool event coming up this Saturday that we've been promoting online and here on the show, a chance to hear from and meet and get an autograph with Denny McClain. Before we get into that, maybe tell folks a little bit about the Biggest Little Baseball Museum that we have right here in Southwest Michigan.
Well, thanks very much. I've been a baseball fan my whole life, and I have four brothers, and we collected cards when we were kids during the baby boom, and I've just followed the game forever, coached it, played it, and I'm at a point in my life where I've seen the game remain the same on the field, but it's changed a lot for the young people in our community. Growing up in the baby boom, every bike had a mitt on the handlebars. Had a bat across the handlebars and a baseball card and a clothespin on the back spoke to make it sound like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I decided to tell a lot of stories. I approached our library in Three Oaks, and I thought if I had a space, I would tell stories about baseball, and that's what I've done. I put together the Biggest Little Baseball Museum. It's at 3 North Elm Street. It's open. Anytime the library is open, the museum's open. And I dub it as big enough that you can't see it all in one visit and small enough that you can't get lost. And we opened April 13th, and it's free admission with an autograph. You just sign in, and not everybody signs in, of course, but just in a couple months. And Three Oaks isn't a busy town yet. On the weekend, it's quite busy, but there have been several hundred people that have stopped already that have signed in. And I'm just thrilled with that response. And when people go in, the room is doing what I wanted it to do. It's causing people to reminisce, learn, and tell their own baseball stories from their youth.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see it. If you're a baseball fan or a sports fan in general, it sounds like something. Do yourself a favor and no matter where you are, a short drive to Three Oaks and check out the Biggest Little Baseball Museum right here in Southwest Michigan. And just kind of get lost in the history of baseball, I guess is a good way to put it, isn't it?
That's what the room does. And, of course, I'm not there all the time. I check in there a few times a week. But when people wander in or make it a destination and show up, they really enjoy the experience and really reflect really on, if they're baby boomers, they reflect on what it was like growing up when there was a mitt on every handlebar of a bike. But younger fans get to experience what it was like. And I have displays from town teams from the early 1900s, the Three Oaks Greens, the New Troy Grays, the Lakeside Aces. And I focus somewhat on local things, too. Charlie Finley from LaPorte, Indiana, for instance, there's a display on him. I have baseball cards of the guys who made it to the pros, and I have a blank space for the next kid that gets the call. And I've been in touch with Jordan Brewer, and I hope it's his baseball card that ends up there.
That would be something else.
Yeah.
So the and again, Gary Lang from the Biggest Little Baseball Museum in Three Oaks is joining us here on Morning Sports Beat on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. So if you head to Three Oaks, if you look for the library, you're going to find the museum, right?
That's right. And it's in the Warren, what was originally Mr. Warren's office building from the Featherbone business. It's our town library now, located right across from the Vickers Theater. If you're coming from the north, it's just before the tracks on the right. And I call it the nicest building within 100 miles. It's a fabulous building. And I'm very fortunate that the library board allowed me this space. And it's just going to see the building forget the museum. Going to see the inside of the building is worth the trip to Three Oaks. But the museum, I think, is a high point, too. Much to do in Three Oaks, really.
Oh, yeah, it's a great spot. We've learned a little bit more about the biggest little baseball museum in Three Oaks and a real special day coming up on Saturday. Tell us about this.
Well, I opened April 13th, and about a week later, I got an email, and it was from Denny McLean that said, "Call me at this number. I'd like to come there." And I thought, "Come on, who is Denny McLean? Emailing me?" And so I called the number, and I knew something about him from this area. I had a test question for him, and I said, "Do you know Dominic Farina?" And he was an attorney in New Buffalo and passed away a couple of years ago in his 90s. But he was justice of the peace at the time. And he said, yes, he married my wife and I in New Buffalo when we eloped in 1963. So I knew I had the right guy.
Yeah.
That was my question to make sure it was him. And he was one of the younger players on the 1968 World Champion Tigers. And he's 75 now, and he said, you know, I pick out a couple small towns in Michigan every summer, and I go and keep the memory of the 68 Tigers alive. He says, I'm losing my teammates left and right. We're not getting any younger, and I'd like to come to your place. And so from that, he's going to do an autograph show Saturday at the Biggest Little Baseball Museum from 10 to noon. And then at 12:30, he wanted an audience to speak to about the 68 Tigers, so I went ahead and rented the Acorn Theater. And he's going to speak there at 12:30. Tickets are $10. Doors open at 11:30, and that $10 includes his talk. You can ask him questions, and you get hot dogs, unlimited soft drinks, and a box of Cracker Jacks.
Man, it doesn't get much more old school baseball than that. I mean, if you're a baseball purist, you're going to love Saturday in Three Oaks.
Well, thanks. It should be a great day. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm thankful that he picked Three Oaks as one of his locations this summer. And he's a very interesting guy, and he was the baseball's last 30-game winner. He was 31-6 in 1968. And he won the Cy Young Award and the Most Valuable Player Award. And then in 1969, he was 24-9 and earned a second Cy Young Award. And for people that are following the game today, in those two seasons together, if you can imagine, he pitched 670 innings.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, and when he was 31-6, he had 24 complete games.
Wow, that's unheard of now.
Yeah, so the game on the field has changed in that respect and how players are used. But there were no shoulder surgeries back then. You just had a sore arm and you were out of the game. They didn't have those kind of repairs. But he's got a lot of baseball stories. We'll be able to ask him questions, and it looks to be really a nice little afternoon.
Yeah, and from what I understand, some of the stories that Denny McLean's going to share are some pretty off the wall and interesting stories too.
I would think so. I'm not privy to that. I know there was. He's going to be asked about this home run that he gave up to Denny McLean. I know he's going to be asked about that, or to Mickey Mantle, rather. Evidently, late in Mantle's career, McLean kind of, gave him the head nod, like, "Where do you want it?" And the next pitch was sailed out of the ballpark, that kind of thing. And he was going to get suspended by the commissioner for that act, but I think Mantle was probably one of his boyhood heroes, and he just decided to. Give him a little retirement gift,
I think. Wow, that's cool. So if you want to be a part of it, it is going to be a great day in Three Oaks. It's going to start at 10 o'clock at the Biggest Little Baseball Museum there at the library in Three Oaks from 10 until noon. And then after that, you're going to head to the Acorn Theater, correct, for the onstage presentation and everything else?
Yep, it's just a short walk out the back door, and the doors at the Acorn open at 11:30. And actually, I'll have a documentary playing on screen while we're in that first hour. It's called The City on Fire, the 1968 Detroit Tigers, and it's about the tumultuous time in our country and in the big cities, and how the Tigers really helped heal that city and bring people together, black and white.
Yeah.
And it's really a nice one. But and I look forward to seeing people there that day, and if they can't make it, come and visit the Biggest Little Baseball Museum. It's open whenever the library is open, and the library opens at 10 o'clock every day, except Sunday. And on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it's open till 5. Tuesday and Thursday, it's open till 7. And on Saturdays, it's open till 2.
So plenty of opportunities for you to check out the museum. Now, people can buy tickets there at the door. Again, the presentation, everything at the Acorn Theater is $10. Everything at the museum is going to be free, right? But at the Acorn, it's going to be $10. But now you can get them there, but can you get tickets online as well?
Tickets online at acornlive.org.
Okay.
Just Google Acorn Theater and go to their website, and they're $10. And that includes your baseball-type lunch.
Yeah, hot dogs, Cracker Jack, soft drink. It doesn't get any better than that. It's going to be a special day on Saturday. Gary, congratulations on everything that you've done with the Biggest Little Baseball Museum. I can't wait to see it, and I'm going to try my hardest to get there on Saturday as well.
Be great to see you, Phil. Thanks for the time here, and let's play two.
I'm game.
All right.
Take care, Gary.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Gary Lang with the Biggest Little Baseball Museum in Three Oaks. If you want any more information about the day, we've got it on the WSJM Sports Facebook page. If you missed any of our conversation, we will also post it as a podcast at WSJMSports.com. Morning Sports Beat on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.